Yes, thanks for asking about me.
Yes, ma'am, it's definitely good to hear you're doing so good. That's definitely a blessing.
She's doing fine. We're headed up to the water department, pay the water bill. And I found out earlier, my Christmas present is the day after Christmas, and they're going to put a stent in my kidney for me. Not free of charge, of course, but they're going to put it in there.
That does not sound good. Never heard of one going in your kidney.
Did. Fred told me that he'd had one time, K4RM, just yesterday. And they're not the most pleasant thing, but it's surgery. They knock you out, and it's outpatient. So that's good anyways. Ho, ho, ho. Merry Christmas to me.
So you're looking forward to it, too.
The lump of coal. Oh, boy. Anyways, so life goes, and then I'll have to have surgery in January, and they move that way up. I don't know when it'll be. So, more fun. But anyways, that kidney's got a whole bunch of stones in it. I just had one big one, but he showed me on the the CT scan. He said, see all that white, Tom? I said, yeah. He says, them are stones. He said, we've got to get them out. And I said, well, I got an appointment with the surgeon in February. And late in February, he says, oh, no, that ain't going to fly. He says, I'll get on the phone and get her done.
You keep getting news like this, I'd be thinking about not going back to the doctor.
Shoot, well, there's not much alternatives. If we'd been back in Kansas, they'd just let me go till I died on dialysis. I just thank God for all the good doctors we got around here. This is down at Prisma, and I've heard some people gripe, but boy, you won't hear me gripe.
Yeah, I'm sort of familiar with Prisma. I used my time or two, but just about everything right now is going through the VA. And I've heard people gripe about the VA, but so far with me, everything has been positive.
Chris, you hear good and bad about everything, but we got a lot to look forward to in the next year. Our biggest Christmas present is a decent new president. Wouldn't you agree with that?
Wholeheartedly agree with that.
I won't say any more, but things needed to change drastically. And you know how I feel about that. Well, we got kids coming in on Friday, isn't it, Bernice? From up north. And then the daughter's having a brunch down there tomorrow morning. We're going to go down there and have brunch and celebrate Christmas more or less for the kids. And Chris, we're pulling in. They're close, aren't they? We'll just stick it in the envelope here and drop it in the drop box, but the repeater will probably drop out here for a couple of minutes. This is N0TR.
I'm KO4QLD.
That got it. Bernice just wanted to get it out of the way. Don't have to worry about paying it now. Should I go out that way to 14? Okay. This is N0TR Mobile. You still there, Chris?
Sitting here taking a break from my cleanup. got the heat running good, got the dishes washed. I think I'm ready for the family to start showing up. And it's supposed to be probably about an hour from now. My sister might come a little bit early. Make sure I got everything in order. But to answer your question, yes, Tom, I'm still here.
You left yourself wide open there, Chris. Well, you'll have to tell Bernice what all you made, huh? I'm proud of you. My specialty's beanie weenies and Gatorade.
I just went with cheesecakes. Did my first one last week. And this, I'm doing mine a little bit different, doing a three-layer bottom layer brownie. The first one, the second layer was peanut butter. And the third layer was regular cheesecake. That was about a week ago. These two for this Christmas get together. One, the middle layer is strawberry. And the second one, the middle layer, is Oreo. I'm just trying to hand the cheesecake.
Sounds great, Chris. Can I come up there?
Yes, ma'am. You are more than welcome to come up there. You'd probably get along good with my family.
Yeah, our daughter's pretty good about this. There's not many men can do what you did right there. Well, we just turned out on Highway 14 up here by that beautiful horse farm and the Skyland Farms, where I think they sell eggs there, don't they, Bernice?
Yeah.
They have all kinds of stuff down there.
Yeah, I'm not real familiar with that area, but that's your way.
TR Mobile. Wow, there is an oak tree that's out in some people's front yard, and it is a humdinger. They still got a lot of picking up to do. I don't know if they pick up way out here. We're kind of out in the country now. Yeah, the water department's north of our place, two or three miles. So we always just drive up there and pay it, Chris. Ooh, then with the Gestapo, and I was doing 52 and a 55, so guess I'm all right, by golly. Well, how many all together are you going to have over there? Let's send your old TR mode.
At last again.
Oh, I just wonder how many all together are you having over?
Well, two of them got up sick this morning. Two of the kids. So, probably looking at about 15 to 18, and a bunch of them are pretty young.
Tie everything down and super glue the pictures to the wall, and I don't envy you there, Chris. That many young kids, all the miners are getting older now, so that is a blessing when it comes to stability.
I may like playing on my radio, so I got that code put in it where you can't talk on it unless you punch the code in. Or you'd be hearing a bunch of little kids here in a couple hours.
I've heard children on there before. I heard some one day, and I said, you better put that up, or your mom and dad's going to spank your bottom. And they never did say another word.
At a pretty young age, that would do it for me. me too.
From a radio check.
Okay, didn't get all of the call sign. This is NJOTR with KO42LG. Mobile on Highway 14 up by the feed store up here. Give us another transmission, sir. My name's Tom. I think he's got either the volume control down, Chris, or something set wrong. He didn't come back.
How about that radio check? You still on there?
Copy. I'm having an issue.
Well, we all did when we first started out. And you're welcome to jump in here anytime. This is Tom in 0TR.
Chris. KO4QLD.
Here, sir. You're just pretty scratchy, but you're making it.
What? You got
it. Yes, sir. You're picket fencing and pretty weak into the repeater, but we can almost copy all of it.
I'm just on a little TYT handheld. I hear you all the time. I just want to say hello.
Thank you, sir. Give me that call sign again.
KY4M.
4M. Well, that's an advanced call. Okay. Well, nice to hear you and hope you have a Merry Christmas. Go ahead, Chris.
Ron, hope you have a Merry Christmas, too.
I just heard ATR on your last transmission, sir.
I'd like to talk to you. Hit you up with my email or something, but yeah, I'm KY4QM. KY4QM.
4QM, this is in 0TR. Well, we're here quite a little bit and getting ready for family and Christmas, and hope you are too. Maybe Chris got a better copy on him. Go ahead, Chris.
So the way you described it was pretty much the way I was receiving it also. Pretty much the same on the picking side of things.
Okay, then, KY42M, nice to meet you, 73s. Chris, we got about, 2 or 3 miles, and we got to stop at CVS and pick up some prescription for Bernice. We don't even know what it is, the doctor sent.
Excuse me. I hope that helps things out, Barney. KO4QLG.
Hope I'm with the family. I don't know what it would be. She's doing just fine. But we'll see. She's not much of a person to take pills. 73, Chris. Merry Christmas again. This is NJOTR. And I'll be clear because we're going to pull in the pharmacy.
KO4QLG, clear.